Yes, back in 1973, I was a seasonal ranger in Grand Teton, and I was one of these seasonals that stayed on as long as I could and ended up working almost 9-10 months a year. And one of my off-season jobs was to clean out an old warehouse in Beaver Creek. And we were just throwing everything in this truck and taking it up to the dump, and I ran across this poster, and I looked at it, and I realized that this is really something unique. There was probably more of them that was silk screened, and it was done in such a manner that that there had to be more copies. And I got thinking, well, maybe the whole Park Service had these made when the park system was formed. I didn't have an idea of when it was made, but I knew it was old. And so I kind of forgot about that, hung it on my wall, and 20 years went by, and I had become a dentist and left the Park Service, and my boss's wife called. She ran the bookstore there, and they wanted a poster with Jenny Lake on it. And did I have any ideas? And she knew I was kind of, well, I was an old Jenny Lake ranger for one, and liked to toy around with art. And I said, well, not only do I have a good idea, I've got the poster. So I took in those days a Xerox copy and mailed it to her. And she said, where did you get this? It's an old Federal poster. And she gave me some ideas, and so we ended up republishing this for the fundraiser and for the park, and it sold moderately well. We made, I think, 500 copies and took about a year and a half to sell them. And so when we ran out, I said, okay, let's make some more. And she said, no, we don't want to do it. So I ended up making a companion poster, just made it up, of Yellowstone. And I figured, well, the two of these, if one's new and one's has been test marketed, you know, we could kind of push this around to other parks. And so we ended up doing that. But before I published this Yellowstone poster, I thought, you know, I better do my due diligence and look up, research what's going on here. And it was then that I found these 13 black and white photographs in the Park Service archives. And it was Charlene that told me that where to look. And so here was my poster in black and white photographs. There were no originals, just pictures of what the originals were, but only in black and white, so we didn't know the colors. So here I had 13 ideas, and I had the original Jenny Lake poster, and I thought, this is the template I'll use to restore the whole set. So an idea was born right then and there, and that's what I did.
And since then, it's been it sounds like a painstaking process to reproduce those images. Five years or something like that?
Yes. Each poster, as we reproduced it, recolored it, we just guessed, redrew all the screens by hand from photographs. And the photographs were not perfectly, they had parallax and there was problems and they were very hard to read. But each production paid for the next one. And so for 5 years I worked for free, and I hired an artist that knew screen printing didn't pay too much attention to the technical side, but I knew the scope of where I wanted to go, and that was to restore this set and find out if there were more. It turns out there was only one more. So it turned out to be 14 originals.
Among that set, were there any Alaskan parks or no?
No. We have since produced images in the style of the WPA, and they're just contemporary designs, but they look old. And we have three Alaska prints now. We have the Arctic Refuge. We call it Mount McKinley because in the 30s it would have been called that. And third is Glacier Bay.
Do you know anything about the original artists on any of those 14 original images? Or
we believe that a fellow named Chester Don Powell, was the original. He was the artist behind the series. And we have photographs of him working on many of these. But the first one, the Jenny Lake Grand Teton Park, was very stylistically quite different. So I question whether he actually had a hand in that. He may have. And the very last one, the Bandelier National Monument, was done in 1941, just before the eve of World War II. And that's stylistically completely different and probably different artists. But the 12 in between that were probably Don Powell's.
And you're still making more images in advance of the centennial for the Parks Service coming up?
Yeah, the centennial is in 2016. And it's just starting now. We're starting to build up momentum. And we've produced 25 more parks, and I'm trying to do as many of the national parks and monuments, the major ones. There's actually over 400 national park properties, and there's approximately about 60 or 70, depending on how you draw the line, of the major iconic parks, and most of those are in the West. But we're up to about 45 separate designs. We do some double designs with limited editions and centennials and 75th anniversary things. But I'm going to do as many as I can before 2016, and I'll probably go beyond that.